Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You, and we are celebrating Christina Liu's birthday today.
It's so fabulous. Thank you guys all for putting this amazing day together.
You put this show together every week, so this is the only, you know, one week out of the year.
I know, and that was very difficult for me when John was like, you have to keep the show open. And I'm like sweating because I'm like, how is this not? Am I not scheduling guests today?
I see some of the emails. She torments the guests.
I mean, yeah, oh, I know.
You
know,
I haven't heard from you in 24 hours. Right. Are you definitely coming? I haven't heard from you in a while. Are you there? It's like, oh, unbelievable.
He knows.
I want to go to Shari because Shari was saying something just at the break, which I think is so significant.
Yes, so I was just sharing. You know, being with the town 5 years, coming into the program after it was already rolled out throughout the town, you know, I kind of looked around and said, all right, where do I fit and how to, the way to be? And there was Christina, and she's just not only a hard worker, clearly something done right in the upbringing, but but also just so creative and just says yes and just runs with it. And it was clear that Christina has been just an integral part of the program and the growth and keeping the spirit of the goals of Project Independence alive and making sure that this message is consistent everywhere, and not only radio and literature and new programming and how we relate, you know, to our seniors and through our advisories. And it's just your treasure. And
well, right back at you, Shari.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. But yeah, I mean, it's fun. We work right over the wall from each other in our cubicles.
That's right. We share a cubicle wall, the
and,
two of us.
Yeah. And what's so nice is I don't need to decorate because we have kind of this clear wall. And so when it's fall, I get the leaves.
That's right. Christina decorates the whole office. That's what Shari's talking about. Not just her cubicle, the whole office.
Yes, but Shari gets the extra perks for being next to me.
This year I saw the Christmas tree of hands.
Oh, yeah. How do you like that?
I thought it was amazing. Yeah. I don't know what I was doing in there, and I saw this thing. I said, what a great idea. I don't know who told me it was Christina's. I should have thought of it.
Yeah.
But,
well, that was a contest.
Out all different colors, and they made it in the shape of a tree. Did you write things? I don't even know what you did.
Yeah, we all wrote inspirational
words.
Okay, that's what it was.
With our first initial.
Yes.
So P for P.
Oh,
K,
okay.
So we used our initials.
See, but it was really cool.
That was a great example of.
And we should have won, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a contest.
It was a contest decorating your door for the holidays. So all the town departments. We did get an honorable mention, so
who
that
won?
Was good. Oh, the same ones always win. They do like big, you know, who was it?
I don't remember.
Buildings, or I don't know, but
yeah,
it was very
ours.
Good.
Oh, okay.
It was very,
okay.
Very good. Ours
but
was more
we're
down to
talking
earth.
About our department.
right.
No, I thought it was a great idea. I don't know why I saw it, but it was a great idea. And I think there's a call coming in, if not.
And who might that be?
Hello?
Hi, it's Charlie Berman.
Oh, hi, Charlie. It's our wonderful receiver of taxes, Charlie Berman, calling in.
Yay, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Going
good. We're having quite the little party over here.
Oh, good. Well, it's a great day to sit in and listen to Project Independence Radio.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. And Charlie's always a fabulous guest on our show. We just had Charlie on not too long ago telling us how to save some money with our taxes. Who doesn't love that? So thank you, Charlie, for calling in.
Well, you're very welcome.
So, okay.
Is Christina there to wish her a happy birthday?
Yes, it's talking right now, Charlie.
Oh.
On live.
Okay.
Well, I watch what you say.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Charlie.
What are you doing to celebrate?
We are, you know, it's kind of a birthday celebration all month long. So, you know, we have today, we have our little radio show party. And
it's really the kickoff for next year.
Right. Yeah.
So the partying never stops.
Right. Okay, well, that's great.
Thanks, Charlie.
Wishing you a very happy birthday and Project Independence. You know, very happy day. And you're doing a great job.
Yeah,
thank
great
you.
Great program. And I'm sure that, you know, the listeners are really not only entertained, but they're getting a lot of great information out of it. And that's what we do. We help people.
That's right. Across the board. So
right.
Thank you again, Charlie.
Right.
All right. Have a good one, Charlie.
send my regards to everybody over Project Independence, and happy birthday, Christina.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Wow.
Cool, that's
Charlie
Berman.
Such a good national holiday in town. Should be on the calendar.
I
on the
know,
town
God,
calendar.
What are they doing? We
it
today
is.
Off.
It is on the calendar.
It is on the calendar because Christina probably that's put right, it on the calendar. Right. But actually, I want to just follow up a little bit on something that Shari had said in reference to Christina. The other, and you know, I can see how, you know, when you have a person like that in the office, you know, and actually, you know what, I'm going to also Rebecca and Shari and Paula, mm-hmm. you guys happen to also have a great office.
Yeah.
So it, it feeds off each other.
Yeah.
Not that you couldn't
it's a,
go
it's
into
it. It's a team. It's
really
an amazing
is.
Team.
It's a team.
We're very lucky. Yep.
But from a Christina perspective, what I really think is amazing is her thoughtfulness, like at holidays and stuff, just little tchotchke things. And I have four grandkids.
Candy.
They get little, and it's made. There's a little note in it, love Christina,
yeah,
and it's stapled. And it's like, oh my God. And then I just turn around and re-gift it.
Right.
But
that's yes, sure,
I put
course.
My name on it.
That's
what
right. Yes. Right.
No, but it's the truth. And I said the other day, like for Easter, we got crunchy.
Yeah, the little stress.
I have
that
it in my
quite,
office.
Right,
and
right.
I have the hummingbird from Christmas.
Popular.
I mean, it's amazing. I just, little.
Extremely thoughtful.
That takes thought.
Yes.
But
yes.
You can't do that. You were born with that.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
I couldn't go out. Everybody can be nice.
Right. No, this is more than nice.
Yeah, 100%.
If you don't have a favor or a party, the party didn't happen.
Right.
So that's
right.
kind of my motto across the board. Right. Everyone walks away with something.
If we have anybody else besides Christine's family listening to the show, the benefit of this, what you're talking about, the team, is falls on all the people who gain it, who are users of the Project Independence program, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they gain because
right.
of the attitude and the spirit of the people who run this
right.
thing.
Right.
And I'm not one of them. I'm a volunteer.
Right.
No,
yeah.
you're
I mean,
one.
Otto, you're
I think
a key
at this point,
one.
Otto, you
Otto.
Become one
Otto.
Of us.
Let's go into Otto and Christina.
Yeah, let's talk about Otto.
Like when you got involved.
My history probably goes back longer than most,
2006?
I would say. I was
April of 2006.
I believe was the second
really?
Meeting
yep.
ever.
Yeah,
that
April.
Was connected with this.
So he's a Newark.
Yeah, yeah, I
Otto was the Newark.
Was a pilot in New Hyde Park.
That was
our
beginning.
Which was for a certain little
two
track.
Census tracks.
Right.
In
and,
New Hyde Park.
Evelyn, Rebecca's mother,
right.
Roth, and Madge Kaplan
right.
were at this meeting. And I was very impressed by them
yeah.
and the attitude of what the goal was, which was to try to help people stay in their own
right.
home as long as
so
they could.
So you're talking about the community meeting, because then you were at the
yes.
first. You were at our first advisory in April, so of 2006.
Well, I was
you
at
and
a
Bunny
meeting.
Bunny were there, I think.
I
remember
know, now
interviewing
it's kind of a blur
you. Okay, yeah.
Considering because Otto's been at like every first
right,
meeting
right.
ever, and like
really.
Every region
well,
and everywhere.
Well, one of the things that did happen eventually. You pointed out, somebody
yeah.
pointed out that if people don't use the program, it's of no use.
Right.
So one of the things I kept talking about in the beginning was, well, how do you get the word out? You know, people
mm-hmm.
do not use this program. You know, just because we're sitting in a room talking about it
doesn't mean it's working.
Anybody
right.
else knows anything
right.
about it.
Right.
So one of the things I kept pushing was promoting the name and you know, how do you get the word out?
Right.
You know? So... eventually, it evolved into all of the advisory committees,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up going to all of the first advisory committees
right.
for each region. I guess just to say
that was key.
What an advisory
He's
committee
like our ambassador,
right? No, completely
yeah, might do.
Right.
And I remember Christina at the New Hyde Park meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Very meek young
yeah.
lady, you know
yeah.
from. Adelphi sitting
right
in the
back.
Corner.
We're going to hold.
Oh, hold that
thought. Oh. Hold
we
got
a call
coming
in, and it's a surprise. Don't look at the name on the phone because it will
okay.
be a surprise.
Hello?
Hi, Christina. It's Anna Kaplan.
Hi, Anna.
You're on air.
Thank you
Behave.
For calling in, Anna.
I have to tell you, you're a very busy woman to get through to. I've been calling for the last 15 minutes.
Yes, I'm very in demand.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday from my office.
Thank you, Anna.
Many, many.
Yes, and we'll see you soon on the radio show, too, Anna.
Absolutely. I would love to come and be part of it. And want to wish all the listeners a very good Friday. I know it's a little chilly and miserable out.
Yeah.
But keep the faith. I think spring is coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Anna. Thank you.
We're going to hold you to that, Anna.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay. Go ahead, Otto.
Okay. Well, this very timid young lady sitting in the corner was introduced as an intern from Adelphi, mm-hmm. and I think it was at the New Hyde Park Advisory Committee.
I remember sitting
there.
You might want to come to the table? Yeah. No, it's okay.
I was like, oh, my God, I want to be introduced.
And I said,
I'm so nervous.
I said to myself, she'll never make it.
Did you really?
No.
No.
Hey, we have another call in another original Project Independence member and also a frequent guest host of the radio show. So, David, you'll be on air.
Is this David Linden?
Yes, it is. Wait, let me check my underwear. Yes.
You're on the air, David Linden.
Hi, Dave.
With whom am I having the pleasure?
It's Christina. Thank you for calling in for my fabulous...
Do you know what is 0 days and 0 hours from right now?
What could it possibly be?
No, it's actually three.
Well, it's your birthday.
Yes, thank you. David, we're having quite the party over here.
There's somebody else wants to say hello to you. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Hey, hi.
Hi, Joan.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, my dear.
Birthdays are good for you. Statistics show that people who have them the most live the longest.
That's one of my favorite Linden quotes right there.
That's a card that our daughter sent me several years ago, and I think it is just absolutely perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. Well, I think we'll have T-shirts made up, Joan.
Terrific, Joan.
All right, guys. We love you.
Thank you for the call. We have to go into a break.
Many more happy,
okay, she can keep talking.
Okay,
you're
thank you, guys.
You're listening to Sydney Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.